Welcome to Meeting Melfins, a pavement podcast.
I want to set.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of saying back for another week, because here I am, back. It's only been a short time. If you're a bonus feed subscriber, it's been a really short time. I'm back in terms of the bonus feed. $2 a month if you're interested. If you're not, that's cool too. But yeah, there's about 50 episodes up in the bonus feed now. So there's that. How the fuck are you? That should have been my first thing. That should have been my go-to. Enough of this salesman bullshit. You know, it's you, the people that matter. And that's what we, that's what we're all about here, is the people over here at Melk Corp. You may have noticed that I changed the intro. I also changed the extra. It's just been driving me fucking bonkers ever since it's been pointed out to me, you know, that I say things incorrectly. It's the intro and the extra in particular just really stand out. I get it. Okay. I get it. I still think I haven't changed the way I say it. So there's that. I decided to jump on today for a couple of reasons. Again, here's another ask. The ask is, if you are, an artist or performer of some sort, of some repute, popular in certain regions of a small town for a time. If you happen to be somebody who has some pavement chops and you want to send me a pavement cover song that I will be releasing an entire episode of these pavement cover songs. We've done it a couple times now. It's going to be an annual thing for my birthday. So I need these fuckers by July 15th. So step it up, man. We've only got a couple so far, and they are Stop Breathing and Hopefully Transport Is Arranged. So those are the two we've got that you can't do. It's going to be first come, first serve. There's going to be no dupes on this record. So let me know what you're thinking. JD@meetingmalcolmist.com. I also wanted to pop in and, you know, just sort of catch up on the Porto show and my trip to Portugal and Spain. It was my first time across the ocean, that ocean. I spent about 3 months in the Philippines for work years back. And that was a heck of a time. But we flew across Canada and then across the eastern coast of the Soviet Union. No, not the Soviet Union, Russia. Jesus Christ. Russia. It wasn't that long ago, is what I'm trying to say. So there's that. But this was a whole new kettle of fish, literally. This was the Atlantic Ocean, and it's a straight shot over. There's no, you know, I don't know. Am I fatalistic? Did I think I was going to crash the whole time? Yeah, I did. That's just sort of how I operate. I always worry about the worst thing. When I was installing a window air conditioner a few years back, I would jolt up at night grabbing the extension cord for fear that it was falling out the window. So yeah, I'm, lest you think that when I say I'm fucked and I'm nuts, that it's not true. It's very much true. It's very, very much true. So, you know, we go from here. We are in the plane on about 3 edibles and about 6 drinks in, and it's going to get me into Portugal for 8 a.m. And that's a good thing. I figure I can have a nap and then go see the Pavesters. I'm hoping that nickname's going to catch on, the Pavesters. What do you think, folks? JD@meetingmalcolmist.com. I fully expect a lot of fuck you, JD emails. So I met with Tim from Portland and his son Sage, and we met in this little cute yellow house down by the beach, and we just had a whale of a time. We had a goddamn whale of a time. And the next day after the show, we did this Meeting Malcolmus get together. And I don't know, like half a dozen people showed up. It was great. Dan from London did most of the legwork, except when you consider that the goddamn stairs on this thing, we had to do legwork. We had to do some legwork. But yeah, it was Dan from London set this thing up and, you know, ran that end of things, including having a sign at the table. And then we met Rechno Chris, his sister Amanda, Jorg from Cologne, Rohit from Mumbai, and of course Tim from Portland. So, you know, we sat around the table and just talked, you know, shop. Which, you know, what was your first sort of experience with them? Have you met them, et cetera, et cetera? And wouldn't you know it, Rohit the next day fucking meets them during the Dinosaur Jr. set, meets Steve and Kim Gordon. He sends us a picture. Awesome. Fucking awesome. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Still have not met myself, you know, in person. Well, I've met myself in person, and I'm going to tell you, I was disappointed. But did I need a cigar when I said that? So, you know, that was that. But I'm burying the lead here. I'm missing the big thing here. And that's the actual concert itself. We got treated to a great concert. Opened with Grounded. Like, I was transported back to a bygone era, you know, just thinking that there were shows back in the day that, you know, opened with that. And except for now they know how epic it is. And so they're, you know, they're soaking that up. And the stage lighting is just gorgeous, you know. Then we got Grave Architecture, Gold Sounds, Embassy Row, Trigger Cut, Shoot the Singer. In the Mouth of Desert, which is the first time they'd played it since 2000, the reunion tour. So they haven't played it in, you know, on these dates. So it was a tour debut. Then we got Stereo, Transport is Arranged, Date with IKEA, same thing, just a tour debut. Harness Your Hopes, so much singing along to this song, so fun, Jesus Christ. Two States, Spin on a Stranger, Fight This Generation. Like, are you kidding me? Cut Your Hair, Type Slowly, Serpentine Pad, The Hex, Range Life. And The Hex is so good live, by the way. If you're, you know, I don't know where you are with The Hex, but it works, man. It works. So then there's Range Life, Unfair, Shady Lane. And before they went into Shady Lane, they basically said, hey, we've got two songs left. And we were all like, what? Are you kidding? So you're not leaving the stage and have us cheer you back on? I guess it's all right. I'm not really, you know, what do you say? The mask came off? No, not the mask came off. We saw behind the curtain, you know, the first time I went to a live show and got a set list and the encore was written down. You know, I was like, oh, rats. I don't want this to be something that's not, you know, it was like professional wrestling all of a sudden. It's like we're doing this whole thing where we bring them back out, but we're not really bringing them back out. I suppose they could not come out if the response wasn't good enough. I get that. And then, you know, then you have to say, well, then they need to have lighting, they need to have the right guitar, they need to have the, you know, the right settings on the table. So of course they have to script them. Of course they have to put them on the set list. So there I go. I just argued with myself and came to a completely different conclusion. But they went into Shady Lane, as I mentioned, and then they finished literally this time with Finn. And that was also a tour debut. So somebody got their hands on Spiral. Spiral tweeted it and put it on Instagram, the actual set list, and we missed out on an encore that would have consisted of Here and Summer Babe. So it would have finished real strong. Not Wichita Toe, though, which would have been, you know, the first time on this tour that we didn't hear that song. That seemed like, you know, they were going to maybe use that as a song to close shows. But, you know, these guys are keeping us on our toes. They're doing cool shit. There's TLC going into this, it feels like, you know? And not to say it didn't feel like that in 2010, but somebody else will have to share that story, because for me, I was so wrapped up in nostalgia in 2010 and just the feeling of never having seen them live, that when I saw them live, it was all crap. So, you know, God, yeah, it was just, I don't know if it was underwhelming, to quote Sloan. Was it? Let me know. JD@MediaMalcolmus.com. I'm interested in what you have to say about that. So from there, my trip, this is me vamping, by the way. I'm trying to convert a YouTube video of a Porto couple of songs, and it keeps fucking up on me. So you may or may not get to hear a Porto song. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have to put in a song I have an idea what I could do. Okay. Yeah. So there's that. I will tell you that, the next leg of my journey had me bidding adieu to, Tim from Portland and Sage, who were off to a sunny desert island somewhere in the, shallow Atlantic, the mouth of the Caribbean Sea, in Puerto Rico. So, you know, that was just lovely that they were doing that. But I was going to the south of France to meet Pete from Malaga. So how fucking cool is that? I got to chill for, like, you know, it should have been longer. I did a leg in Lisbon as well. And while it was good, I had a total meltdown the one day and just hung out in my hotel room and just was like a freak show hanging out in my hotel room. And I don't know. So, you know, I could have been the whole time in Malaga. And, you know, now I'm a terrible planner. And so while my hotel turned out to be like stellar, the room was like an apartment. It had five different rooms, you know, so Pete from Malaga and I could hang out there and, you know, have a blast. But it was a resort. It was right on the beach and it was a resort. I was nowhere near Malaga proper. I was in the city of Malaga, but not, you know, not in the city center. And, you know, that's a mistake, and that could have been rectified with a little bit of planning, but didn't do that so much. So, God, we just got up to eating fish and playing guitar, and oh boy, did we drink a lot of beer. Oh boy, that was great fun. My God, I drank some good coffee. Yeah, I just really enjoyed myself, and then I had to come home. So it was short and sweet. I would do it again in a heartbeat, but I would plan it more and plan it longer, even if it was 10 days with the travel, because it just wasn't enough time. It wasn't enough time to I guess I need time to unwind, but it wasn't enough time with the travel. So that's JD's travel tales. So there's that. Okay, so through the magic of podcast editing, it has been fucking a day since I laid that gold down for you. I have been unable in that time to get a copy of any of the Porto songs separated. I can download the whole concert, but then it hangs in my conversion app, because it's a video to audio app, and it just hangs. And, you know, hey, who doesn't like a nice hang? But you know, when it comes to software, that's balls, you know, it's just balls. That's what I got to say about that. And, you know, I was thinking about something completely unrelated today when I was riding the elevator and I looked at the call button. Where does the call button call to? Is this a call to the police? If it does, that seems like a waste of resources. But by the same token, I can't imagine that elevators have a bank of operators that, you know, like you're just like, I'm stuck in my elevator. Okay, where are you? You know, I picture like switchboard people, you know, like plugging things in and they're like, they can see on a map that, oh, this fucking doofus is trapped in this elevator over here. I don't know. It just made me wonder where are you calling to? Like, how can they help you? All elevators have these call buttons and, it's a mystery to me. It's absolutely a goddamn mystery. So like I mentioned earlier on, we are going to do another pod list. It's pod list trois. I can't say trois as well as I can say some other French words, but, there it is. It's pod list trois. So far we've got a couple entries, but we're looking for more. We're always looking for more. So, you know, get your band together and, record some stuff like my friends in Marchica did for pod list two. This is their cut of Front Words, and, you know, it's a fucking great version. It appeared on Podlist Winter Version, and I'm going to play it now because they are actually getting prepared to release this as a single on Spotify and Apple Music. You can get your copy of this to listen to and enjoy. In fact, it's something you should probably do right after because this is going to come out July 4th, which is a big holiday south of the border. Wow, my voice just cracked. That's impressive that it cracked so much. It means I'm talking too much, but you already knew that because I'm trying to introduce a song and I'm vamping or something, aren't I? I don't know. Let's get to it. This is Front Words by Marchica on Meeting Malkmus, a Pavement podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, this is your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Berry. You got to listen to this. It really cooks. Doesn't that fucking cook? That's what I was thinking listening to it. I was like, this cooks. And then that reminded me of Back to the Future. Hey, you know, I also love the Shattercones reference in there. Friends of the pod, Shattercones. Hopefully we hear from them on the upcoming pod list. I haven't heard from her, though. She's I don't know, like an enigma wrapped in a riddle. And it would be nice to get some more tracks from Shattercones. So that's what I got for you this week. It's been one, you know, some travel tales and updates to both the bonus feed and the pod list. Trying to make things happen. Should have some more news to report to you mid-August. But I'll probably talk to you before then. And if I don't, you know, you just do me a favor and just squeeze your way into the restroom and just wash your goddamn hands. Talk to you next time. Meeting Malcolmus is a weekly affair and is a production of Duver Podcasts and Such. Rate, review, share, and sponsor at meetingmalcolmus.com. Connect with JD at jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. And hey, I'm social. Follow me everywhere at Meeting Malcolmus. Duvra! Podcasts and Such.